who's won an Emmy Award. The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Online studio CleanFeed has won an Emmy Award for Engineering, Science and Technology. The award is for the tool's role in the creation of the audio tracks for television series such as Star Trek Discovery, The Crown and The Flight Attendant. But CleanFeed is also used by many podcasters for live studio links, including the podcaster himself, Adam Curry. Are programmatic ads bad for podcasting? Tom Webster, writing in Sounds Profitable, suggests it's more about creative execution and bad assumptions than technology.
This isn't the fault of programmatic advertising. It's the fault of some dude named Brandon or Kyle or something who pushed a button and said, that's probably good enough. The problem isn't programmatic. It's you, Kyle. Do your job.
Yeah, Kyle. The new Buzzsprout ads have earned independent podcasters more than $100,000 so far, according to the company. Is the BBC underperforming in podcasting? The BBC claims a new record number of weekly users for its audio app BBC Sounds, but in the press release we can kind of work out that 117 million podcast downloads a month is what the BBC is getting, which makes the world's largest broadcaster smaller than the New York Times. And even if plays aren't downloads, we already know how many automated downloads aren't listened to, and that doesn't change the figures much. TikTok filed for a trademark for TikTok Music in May for, in part, providing online, non-downloadable software that provides users with podcast and radio broadcast content, a podcast app from TikTok. Acast has signed a further ad sales agreement with the New York Times, monetizing This American Life and Serial in the UK. Blueberry has announced it's now offering its hosting customers free podcast training. The service is run by the Pod Rocket Academy and includes a free tier as well as a lifetime discount for paid training. Edison Research will unveil the Latino Podcast Listener Report 2022 in a free webinar on August the 16th. It'll be presented by Edison Research's Gabriel Soto and Elsie Escobar from Libsyn and She Podcasts. The music industry is set for a dramatic post-lockdown comeback, suggests Will Page, the former chief economist of Spotify and PRS for Music. The average music artist saw a cut in income of 70% in 2020, but Page argues there's a coiled spring of demand for live events, and the same could be said for podcast live events too. Indie podcast hosting company Transistor is celebrating its fourth anniversary. Co-founder Justin Jackson takes a look at how the company has grown in an article that contains an archive entry from Pod News in 2018 and also a photograph of Justin wearing a beard. And Australian podcast network Listener has made their first rom-com audio fiction series. Jennifer Goggin and Steph Van Schilt, who worked on the show together, are interviewed by Australia's Audio Craft newsletter. And a little editorial note, we never go away, but you may find some features taking some time off during the month of August. So if you're expecting me to say, and in podcasting news, then I'm not going to do that today. Instead, that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.